The gymnasium was alive with the sights and sounds of the 35th annual Canadore College Powwow Saturday. This year's theme for the one-day event was, All Nations, One Celebration. That's what the big draw is, that this isn't just about the Anishinaabeg ways or Cree ways or Métis ways. This is about celebrating as Indigenous people, enjoying that, through this one celebration, explained Master of Ceremonies Bob Goulet. This is a celebration of all those nations, all those cultures that take part in this beautiful gathering that we call Powwow. It was an extra special day for first-time dancer Lena McKenzie, who joined the Powwow Circle for the first time, leading family and friends around the gymnasium floor, dancing to the beat of the drums, following in the footsteps of those dancers before her, while creating a path for those who will follow in hers. I chose today to become a first-time dancer for the first powwow of 2025. I feel very content and relieved, and now I can enjoy the year, dancing at many powwows to come, so I'm really, really looking forward to this year, grinned McKenzie. It means I can now come out and enjoy the powwows in my regalia, clothing Indigenous dancers wear during traditional dances, in the colors that were given to me, in the choice of style of dance. I'm a women's traditional dancer, so I'm dancing for myself, for my healing, my community, for everybody to feel love, and health and happiness and everything we believe. Head Elder Lorraine Liberty White Duck explained the significance of powwows for the younger generation. I think it is really, really important that we have these gatherings because I think for the next generation, this is their first time that they've come out, and they're seeking something. I think this is the first time they will come, and they will hear the drums and they will hear the songs, and they will be accepted here at this place, shared Liberty White Duck. I'm talking about the youth because we have lots of youth. So, they come and listen for the first time. It is also a time when we connect with our cousins and our relatives. It is a beautiful time that has turned into more of a gathering. We gather together and we visit. Powwows are a draw for Indigenous and non-Indigenous people alike. I think the success comes from a lot of people finding their way back to our traditional ways, finding their way back to First Nations culture. There has been for a long, long time, because of colonialism, because of things like the residential schools, the 60s scoop that was taken away from our people for so long. When I was young growing up in the 1980s and into the 90s, it was something we started to see slowly coming back, shared Goulet. Participants eagerly anticipate getting together at this time of year. It's one of those that you really look forward to in the area because it happens during the winter. Normally powwows are an outdoor activity and that is when we tend to get together as a powwow community, but to be able to celebrate one in the winter is great, added Goulet. The big outdoor powwow season typically starts in May. The vast majority of the participants were said to be from the North Bay and Sudbury areas. We definitely reached out to our powwow family, so First Nations, Métis, and Inuit throughout the territory, throughout Ontario, people come from all over, Goulet noted. This is so important for us as First Nations people because it is a connection to our ways of knowing and being, and it is a way to celebrate our culture. It is good obviously for people who practice our way of life, our powwow family. A lot of us have been singing and dancing for a long time, so it is a continuation of that way of life, Goulet stated. So, it is important especially when it comes to this time of truth and reconciliation, that we need to recognize that there's so much that First Nations culture, Métis culture can offer the world, can offer Canada, and to be able to showcase that and celebrate and dance and enjoy that is really good not only for ourselves, but also for the community. Goulet shared a thought going into the event. One of the key messages I like to share is the importance that powwow is not just for Indigenous peoples, it is for the community. It is an opportunity to enjoy First Nations ways of knowing and being in culture, things that we aren't accustomed to seeing on a regular basis, so it gives us an opportunity to do that. The day wrapped up with a traditional feast.